to the Zero to Here podcast. I am your host, Denny Dumas. This is going to be a little bit of a different type of session today. I had the pleasure of going to the Jordan Peterson event last night. I was at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Vancouver. A good friend and mortgage broker, Steve Ennis, who has been on the show, took me along with him. He's a big fan of Jordan. Has been following him for quite a while, and I had never really seen anything that Jordan had done. So when Steve had given me the ticket, I just kind of started YouTubing and got to know a little bit about what Jordan Peterson is all about. And a lot of what you see on YouTube from him is heavily around gender equality. A lot of it is political and gender stuff related. He has a ton of interviews out there where he is basically being accused of not agreeing with gender equality. And if you do go through some of those interviews, it's quite interesting to see how calm he is when answering questions. And it's no joke how intellectual this guy is. He's one of the more intelligent human beings I've ever listened to speak. And I was listening to one of these interviews yesterday, actually before the show, and he, after being bombarded with some accusations on gender equality, which he always comes back with a pretty decent answer to, basically his point of view is that, the question was around why are women getting paid less than men in the same positions, and so not that he is saying that is correct or not correct, but all he was saying was there are so many other factors other than gender that go into these types of stats. So basically you're narrowing these people that were asking the questions, we're narrowing down wage to one small factor, which was gender, man versus woman. And all his point of view was that there is a number of other factors that go along. And he brought up, he uses dozens of examples. And one of the examples he brought up was, well, there's many more women physicians than men physicians. So is that gender equality the other way around? Anyway, I don't really know exactly where I'm going with that, but it was kind of interesting for me, who didn't know anything about him, to see a few of these YouTube videos and get a little bit of a feel for him. So before the event last night, and I went into the event thinking I was going to take some notes just so that I could come back to the podcast and kind of reflect on what I heard. There were some things that I definitely agreed with that he said. There was also a number of things that I didn't agree with. So I'm kind of excited to get into both of those. But before the show, Steve and I went out for a beer, and I just kind of gave him my really quick intro of the YouTube videos that I was watching. So I was saying, you know, it's a lot of what he was talking about was gender equality, some political things as well. And so Steve kind of mentioned that he's been following him for a long time, and that's part of what he talks about. That's what has got blown up in terms of the media, but it's not necessarily what he's all about. And so Steve's kind of summary of him was he's all about helping people find a way to be motivated to make their lives better. So one thing that he said was Jordan appeals to the people who are just kind of scraping by, who can't get out of a rut, who want to be better, but they just don't know where to go or how to shift their mindset to get there. And so that was Steve's thought, and why Steve really follows him quite often and listens to a lot of what he puts out there is because it's about self-improvement. He wrote a book that's, I can't remember the exact name of the book, but it's 12 Rules of Life. I believe it's 12 Rules of Life. And so in this talk last night, he goes through the 12 rules. So it was pretty interesting to see And it's I mean, it's one person's point of view, but at the same time, there's a lot that you can take away from someone who is a clinical psychologist who has done years and years worth of studying human behavior and the mental aspect of what motivates people and what causes people to not act on those motivations. So maybe I'll just throw a little disclaimer out there. We did have a few beers before the before the show last night, so, but I did take quite a few notes, and I do want to touch on all of them. I haven't read the notes since last night, so I'm going to kind of go through point by point, and hopefully they all make sense. I guess let me start by saying I was expecting a little bit someone a little bit different. So in the interviews that I was watching on YouTube before the show, he seemed like a really confident, really outspoken guy who just knew how to talk correctly and knew how to be calm, even though he was being accused of some big social and political issues. I was kind of taken back when he came on the stage because of how soft-spoken he was. He really just... There was someone who introduced him, but he really just kind of got straight into his material, which can be a good and bad thing, but it was... To me, it was almost like planned out. It wasn't... It didn't seem as genuine and as confident as I thought it would have been going in, knowing very little about him. But at the same time, he's a professor. He teaches, I believe he teaches at the University of Toronto, but he's taught all over the place. He's a clinical psychologist. He's not an entrepreneur type. He's just, he's written a couple books, I believe, and he has now got into public speaking where he's kind of blown up. He's been on the Joe Rogan show 5 times, which is pretty cool. So I guess he's just kind of like, and this is all really recent, just in the last couple of years that he's kind of blown up on a big stage. So it was interesting for me to see how soft-spoken and I don't want to say uncomfortable, but you could tell this isn't his comfort zone, being up on stage in front of 3,000 people. Anyway, let's get into some notes. So I'll kind of read what I wrote down and then kind of reflect on what I was thinking at the time and how I kind of react or what I think about these specific topics. So the first thing, he talked a little bit about original sin and that... Exactly what he said was, it keeps us accountable that we aren't what we can be. And so he said, to a lot of people, that's terrifying. You're the judge of yourself, basically. And to stay away from what other people think of you, but progress within yourself. So always try to be better than you were yesterday, rather than trying to be what someone is today. So I thought that was a pretty interesting point. I obviously preach that in my personal life, in my business life, and of course on the podcast, that I think it's detrimental to your mindset, to your mental health, to your success, if you care what other people think about you and you listen to the judgments of other people on you. I just don't see in any situation how it can be helpful. And for whatever reason, I've been lucky enough to be able to not care at all what other people think and to literally exactly what he said, be the judge of myself. And people that know me well know that I am extremely hard on myself. I always am trying to push myself to be better professionally, personally, with my family and friends, fitness-wise now as well. And I don't know how, if this relates or not, but I don't take compliments well. I've said that on the podcast before. I've had people comment on the podcast telling me that I need to accept compliments better. And so I'm making a conscious effort to do that. But the reason is not to be arrogant. The reason is not to shut people down for saying something nice about me. The reason is because in my head, I think I can be much better than I am today. And so that is exactly the point that he says. And it is, be the judge of yourself. Always make a conscious effort to be better than you were yesterday and not to worry about what other people are doing today. And so I really like that comment. He also touched on saying that to most people, the idea of being the judge of yourself is terrifying to them. And to me, I don't understand that, because that is the most exciting part of this whole idea to me, is that I'm the judge of myself and I am in control of my personal and professional growth. No one else is. And so to me, that is a super, super exciting part of this idea. Whereas he mentions that being a clinical psychologist for years, he mentions that a lot of people mentally, that is terrifying for. So I don't really understand where that's coming from, because that is very exciting to me. I love that I can be in control of who I am, what I'm, how I grow, and whether it be personal, professionally, health-wise, etc. Next little comment I wrote down here from last night. So, and I spoke with Steve after the show about this one as well, and he said, I wrote down the note in a little bit of maybe a little bit out of context, but I'll read what I wrote down and then try to explain it. So one of the things Jordan said last night is, as an adult, you want to push your kid to be someone who is likable. And he said, as an adult, you want to make your child appealing to other children so that they can fit in and grow socially. Because if they don't, they are left farther and farther behind. So again, my initial thought on this exact comment is that couldn't be farther from the truth. I look at my past and my upbringing, and I saw myself as someone who didn't fit in. I always thought I was different, and I didn't necessarily fit in very well in social situations until high school. High school, I got a little bit better, but in elementary school, I definitely didn't. And I think that was because I was so focused on sports, and any time outside of school, it was revolved around sports, basketball, soccer, football, baseball. And I would miss kids' birthday parties. I would miss, in high school, parties. I didn't really do much with people outside of school. And that was because I was so focused on athletics, and because of that, I didn't necessarily fit in that well. And for me, it worked. For me, it was just being who I am. And it goes back to that first comment of being the judge of yourself. For me, I wanted to keep getting better. I was really focused on basketball. I was really focused on playing university basketball in the States. And all of the other details, all of that social aspect of high school, I was willing to sacrifice at that time to put myself in a better situation where I could grow athletically so that I'd have that opportunity down the road. I do get parts of that comment, because when I look back at my childhood, it's hard to say I would change anything, because all of those experiences have made it me who I am today. But if there was one thing I could change, it would have been to push myself a little bit more to be more social. And I think that would have helped me early in my career, maybe progress a little bit quicker, because I kind of had to, I was in a lot of awkward situations early in my career because I was maybe a little bit behind socially where I thought I could have been or I wanted to be. But I guess that is a little bit of what Jordan was saying with this comment. But my thought is, rather than pushing a kid to be social, find out who they are and push them to be better versions of themselves, not to be a different version, if that makes sense. Okay, the next comment I wrote down, and this is one of his rules. I don't remember all the rules from this book, those 12 rules, but this one stuck out to me particularly, and it is, get your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. So basically what he was saying was, look at yourself, look at how you can improve before judging others. And I couldn't agree with this more. I am turned off extremely by negativity, by people whose first reaction to anything is to judge or criticize someone else. And part of the reason for that is, one, you have no idea what is going on in the background of that person's life. You have no idea what is pushing them to make the decisions that you're criticizing. And I just don't see myself as being in a position to comment or criticize other people's decisions. I wouldn't want people to criticize mine because I think I'm doing everything in the best interest of myself personally, in terms of how I can be a better person, in terms of professionally. I think I consciously try to make an effort to have every decision that I make be in the best interest of our business. And so, I really don't like that someone would feel that they are more important or whatever to be able to criticize someone else's decisions. And so that point really stuck out to me as being a really important one to follow if you don't consciously think about that now. The next one, let go of what's insufficient about you and let it die. Go all in on your strengths. So this is a huge one for me. Again, Gary Vee is someone who I listen to often. I listen to his podcast often, follow him on social media. I like most of what he says, and yes, he is a very confident dude. Yes, he comes off a bit as motivational and inspirational, but what I really like about him is the substance of what he's talking about and not necessarily how he delivers it. But one of the things he always talks about is, who gives a shit about your weaknesses? Who cares? Go all in on your strengths. So figure out what you like to do, figure out what your passions are, figure out what you're good at, and go all in on that. And this is the exact comment that Jordan was making last night, and I could not agree with it more. I have made a very conscious effort in the last few years to do exactly that. I feel like my strength in our real estate business is client interactions, is negotiating, and that's what I spend most of my time on. I am not that good at sitting in front of a computer and processing information or adding or uploading or editing websites and uploading documents. Like that kind of stuff is not fun for me, nor do I think I'm very good or efficient at it. But what I love is being in front of people, and that is where I spend most of my time. Next comment. Not only are you responsible for what you do, you're responsible for what others do. So let me kind of paraphrase and put this into my thoughts. Again, Gary Vee talks about this a lot, and what I really like about this comment is, mentally, I think that I am the reason for any mistake. So within our business, if someone on our team makes a mistake with a client or a client has a poor experience, it's my fault. This is the way I think about our business, is it's my fault. I could have prepared that person better to communicate with this client better. I could have trained this person better so that they didn't make this mistake. I could have double-checked I could double-check the listing online so that there wasn't a typo there. This is just the way that I think about our business, and I think about my life as well, is that no matter what happens, I put myself in a situation, I put myself in this position if something goes wrong, it's my fault. I could have always done something differently to change that outcome. And for me, it really works. I tell this to people, to other entrepreneurs that I talk to. I tell them that this is my mindset. And they say, you must drive yourself insane thinking that everything is your fault. But for me, it works. For me, I look at it the other way. I look at it as I have the opportunity to be able to control the outcome if I put in the work to make sure that these mistakes don't happen. So one thing I really pride myself on is never making the same mistake twice. And I think this is part of it. It's always knowing that anything that happens with our business, anything that happens in my personal life is my fault. I could have done something different to change that outcome. And that's part of the reason that I always talk about loving failure so much is because I learn so much from the failure. I learn so much from the mistakes that I'll never make that same mistake again. And this is, to me, this is kind of what Jordan was talking about. Understanding that you are responsible for what you do and doing more, making different decisions can result in a different outcome. So the last thing I wanted to touch on from the show last night is something that he said towards the end of his presentation, and it was, imagine how much better you could be if you were better than you are. And this to me is such an exciting thought to think about, and it's something that I talk about all the time, and the way that I say it is, it means the exact same thing, but I say it differently. I say, I'm completely focused on constantly growing, both personally and professionally. So I'm obsessed with getting better every single day, personally and professionally. And this is basically what he's saying. He says, imagine how much better you could be if you were better than you are. So again, going back to the demographic that he really attracts is not necessarily the ultra motivated self-employed person. It's literally anyone and everyone. It could be, you know, the third grade teacher. It could be the electrician. It could be anyone. And so he really is just trying to get this thought out there that you can be better if you want to. You can do more. You can push yourself personally and professionally to grow. You can read self-help books. You can, like for me, with fitness and health was a big thing for me in the last couple of years, and it was literally deciding that this is what I wanted to do. It was, I'm not happy with where I am right now physically. I need to get better. How am I going to get better? I'm going to work out every day. And it's been 2 years, and it's been just incredible how much different I feel mentally and physically. But it goes back to this idea. For me, it's constantly growing personally and professionally. That's really just the summary of the stuff that I took away from the talk. I really enjoyed it. I didn't know exactly what to expect going in, but I hope that this little summary gives you some insight into how I think about things, maybe a little bit of insight into Jordan Peterson as well. I would love to hear your feedback. Shoot me questions on Instagram or email. My Instagram, denny.duma. Have a good evening. Later.